This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Wink. What do we love, Jilly?
Wine.
And why do we love wine?
Because we like to wink and drink.
Exactly. Wink makes it easy to discover great wine because Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, starting at just $13 a bottle. Can you believe that, Jilly?
I can't.
There's nothing like coming home to a box of delicious wine selected just for you. It's the best day of your month. It actually is the best day of my month because wine is kind of the only thing I drink, and I just love it so much. And Wink is so easy because all that you do is you fill out your palate profile quiz and you answer a simple question, you know, simple questions that when you go to the wine store, people don't really ask you, and you don't even know that if someone just asked you these questions, you'd have a bottle of delicious wine just for you.
They don't ask you how long you want the berry flavor to last on the tip of your tongue.
No, exactly.
Or if you want a full body, or if you want a light body, or if you want a something acidic,
or fruit forward,
or organic flavor.
Exactly. Questions like, how do you take your coffee, and how do you feel about blueberries? You know, these are all important questions to know how your wine should taste. And then when Wink sends you wines curated to your taste, the more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections become. Each month, there are new incredible wines, like the insanely popular Summer Water Rosé, baby. Okay. There are no membership fees. You can skip any month and you can cancel any time. Shipping is also 100% covered. So if you don't like a bottle they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle you do like. No questions asked. Discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/lovin' and you'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's try, T-R-Y, wink, WINC.com/lovin' for $20 off. trywink.com/lovin'. Hello, beautiful world, and welcome to your Monday. It is I, Greta Teitelman, joined by the gorgeous Jilly Hendricks. Hi, Jilly.
Hey, Greta.
We're hitting you with a FaceTime call because, you know,
Jilly's
living her NYC life. I'm living my Cali girl life, and we're just doing it.
It's kind of like when in Sex and the City, when Samantha moved to LA.
Yeah.
And she just ate a bunch of guacamole. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Do you also remember when she moved to LA and she watched her neighbor, who was like a full-on porn star, fuck constantly?
Yeah, I feel like maybe that's what you might have a rear window situation.
But rear window is scary as fuck.
Maybe you have a rear window situation where you're just watching your neighbors have sex.
The thing is, I did a lot of that in New York. When I first moved to New York, I lived in an apartment building in Chelsea where my window faced in, and I would watch this one couple fight like crazy, and then he would go down on her for like 2 hours.
So fun.
It was crazy. It was insane.
So it wasn't DJ Khaled.
No, what do you mean? What is DJ Khaled doing?
Remember, he recently came out with a quote, I think last week, that he says that he doesn't go down on his woman.
What?
He expects it from her, but he's a king, so he doesn't go down on her. Look it up.
Yo, that makes me hate him.
Yeah, it was pretty, like, even Smash Mouth, the band Smash Mouth, wrote back, "A king who doesn't is no king at all." And then, like, The Rock.
Okay, clap back, Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth clap back, and then The Rock also was like, "You got to do that." And then all these people are commenting. Yeah. So basically the two top responses were from Smash Mouth and The Rock.
I mean, that's a fully fucked up statement. That I don't go down on my woman because I'm a king. You're a little bitch if you don't go down on your woman. Wow. I mean, DJ Khaled, that is not the key.
But all these men are like now being like, you have like, what the hell? Like, you, why aren't you doing that? And so then I think that all of men now are going to just show their ladies how much they love them because DJ Khaled did it.
Do you think DJ Khaled has been peer pressured into eating pussy?
No.
You think he's like standing true to his whole thing, being like, no, I'm not going to do this shit?
I don't know. I'm curious about like who his wife is and how she's okay with that.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Are there women in the world that don't like it?
Yes.
I feel like
remember we have had people write us in saying they don't like it.
We did have a woman write us in saying that, but I think that okay. So I'll get personal.
Wow. Yes, I love a share.
So like, I never had dated guys who did that to me, and I never like. You know, they did it maybe like once or twice and I never like felt anything. Like it was like I just was like, this is like weird. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't connect with it. I don't know if I wasn't connecting with my body or I wasn't connecting with them or like whatever the deal was. And it wasn't until like, I told you in my late 20s, was I able to like really like appreciate the experience. So I mm-hmm. wonder if you've never had it, you don't really know what you're missing, I guess.
Yeah.
Never really like had like a nice time with it, you know?
I think it's so experience-based. I think so many women have had guys go down on them that really just don't know what they're doing at all.
Yeah.
So I've had guys go down on me, like, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, are you lapping up water right now like a dog? It's gross.
I don't even mean, like, that they know what they're doing. I think it's if you're with a guy that doesn't enjoy it and they don't want to make you experience pleasure, then it's like it's an uncomfortable situation.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like the guys down there and they're just like, you know, just like, I don't, it has to be something that you, it's like a way more, I feel like you connect way more on that level than like when a woman goes down on a man. You know what I mean? I feel like that's much more of like a true, like not like a job, you know what I mean? But like, I think it's
called a blowjob.
It's a much different experience. I feel like when a woman, it's just like when a guy goes on a woman, it's more, you're like really connecting, you know?
I don't know. I think that like oral sex is like way more intimate than normal sex. And by normal sex, I mean just like penetration, because you need to want to put the person's like fucking genitals in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, but with a guy, it's sticking out and a woman is inside. So it's much different.
I mean, I guess you're like closer to the body, but I still think that if I'm putting your dick in my mouth, I need to really like you.
Well, yes.
I haven't liked them and I've just been like, yeah, I guess I'm just going to do this. You know what I mean?
I mean, my motto is you should like everyone that you're doing stuff with, but, you know, it's like.
Hold on, I'm going to lean back, so if anybody hears a squeak from the microphone, oh yeah, okay. Here's the deal. And I feel like a lot of women...
Brett has got to get comfortable for this situation.
I do. I feel like a lot of women have felt this way. Like, so many women that I know have just gone out with a guy and then have been like, yeah, well, I guess I'm just going to, like, fuck them, you know what I mean? Even if you're not into it, you still do it.
Yeah. I think that goes back to, like, that Aziz situation where it's like, I think women and men need to approach the situation sexually that they both get themselves into quite differently than we do. Because I think that a lot of times men take advantage of women and a lot of times women put themselves in situations that they're not interested in. So I think that like that's...
Yeah, I don't know. Like
that's really a lot what's happening, because it's like you really shouldn't be... I mean, I've done that too. I've hooked up with people that I've known that I didn't want to hook up with. You know what I mean? And it's like, why?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's weird how that happens, how you just like kind of do it. And it's like, I've gone out with people and I've known the second that I've met up with them, like I'm not into it. But then it's kind of like, oh, but they took me on a date. I mean, this hasn't happened to me in a really long time. This was something that I found happening to me more in like when I was more in my like 18 to 20 one phase of life where I really felt that way. But like, I don't know. It goes.
I think it happens when you're younger a lot more, because I don't think you're educated about sex. And I don't think you're educated about, I don't think that like, I never got any sexual education in high school or even in my early 20s. It wasn't until like my mid 20s. Well, I guess now there's like this whole like sexual revolution happening, but like that was definitely not happening when we were younger. And there was like, there was no one to really talk to about it.
I don't know if for me it was so much like lack of like sex education as it was me being like, oh, like this person took me on a date. Like maybe if I do sleep with them, maybe I will like them. You know, it was a lot of that. It was a lot of like, maybe I'm just being weird and like maybe I should just try it.
the like more growing pains of like, you know, I'm trying to figure out who I am and maybe I can figure that out with this person.
Kind of that, and being like, maybe I am actually attracted to them if I have sex with them. But then when you do it, you're like, oh, that was awful, and I'm 100% not attracted to them.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone ever gets more attracted to someone after they have sex with them. I feel like it's like after maybe you kiss, but what about the sex?
I've definitely had relationships that have been like purely physical.
Yeah, but were you attracted to them before you had sex?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying you don't know? I mean, in order to like, but this is what I mean. So many people, like for me at least, there was a point in my life where I was just like going out with these people and I was like, I don't really know if I'm attracted to you, but I guess I should try like hooking up with you to see if I am, even though I should have just known instinctually that I wasn't from the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's hard to trust yourself. So many people write into us being like, am I being crazy? Is it just me? What should I do? Should I give it another chance? When in fact, your intuition is actually pretty much always right. We need to listen to our intuition more. Like if your gut is, or if there's something in you that's like, no, this isn't right. I actually don't want to see this dude's dick. Chances are seeing it won't make you want to see it again.
Be true, Greta.
You know, you got to trust that intuition.
Well, I think that leads us to our first question, which is titled Weird Sex.
Go for it. What is it? Talk to me.
It says, hi, ladies. I need some advice. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, and we currently live together. He is 32. I'm 26. Our sex life was great the first 3 months of our relationship, and then it got rocky. We've talked about it in the past, but he seems to just brush it off as nothing. My issue is it seems like a chore to him every single time. I feel like I annoy him if I come on to him or even mention it. He gets extremely uncomfortable. We've talked about it so many times and it has become a huge issue in the relationship. I honestly think he could go the rest of his life without having sex with me. I know he does watch porn, so I kind of feel like it's me. I've never had this issue in any relationships or with any partners in the past. I'm into pretty much anything and have never complained about anything he does to me or wants to do when it does happen. I don't know what to do anymore. Help.
Dump him.
100% agree. I mean, the things that she's saying in this email is she goes, he watches porn, so it's me. And then she says, like, I've never complained about anything he does to me or wants to do. It's like, what about you, girl? Like, first off, it's definitely not you because, like, there's no one that wouldn't want to have sex with you. That's a ridiculous statement. You're a beautiful, smart woman. And even if you weren't a beautiful and smart woman, someone would still want to have sex with you. Like, it has nothing to do
with you. It's a vagina.
Okay? Exactly. But then she says, like, I've never complained about anything he wants to do to me or, like, when it happens. And it's like, what do you want him to do to you? Or, like, what do you want? Like, why is this still about him? You know what I mean? Like, there's too much focus on him and not you. Like, you can't blame yourself, number one, because, like, that's just not why he's having sex with you. It has nothing to do with you. And then secondly, like, I just don't like that you're just bringing it back to him again when you're talking about, like, the pleasure stuff. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, something is off here. And I've been in this situation before where I was dating a guy and our sex life truly became, like, non-existent. We went almost 5 months not having sex in a full-on relationship. And it was that kind of thing where we would, like, talk about it and we knew us not having sex was an issue. But, like, then after we talked about it, it would make us, like, not horny. You know what I mean? Because then it was, like, spoken about. Like, we beat it to the death talking about it. And then I just realized, like, you know, this is not good. You know, it should be two people should be wanting to have sex with the other person. Like, you shouldn't need to be here, you know, feeling like you're bothering him for sex. If you feel like you're bothering your boyfriend for sex, something's wrong with your boyfriend. He should want to be fucking. It is not you. Something's going on with him. And I think ultimately you guys just need to probably break up.
This happened in my relationship before it ended when I was in my early 20s. And the guy did not want to have sex with me. He told me that he actually said to me, I feel like having sex with you is a chore. He He was not interested. We lived together for a few years. Like, it was, he was like not interested in having sex with me. And it just turned out that we just like, the relationship was over, and that's why the sex stopped.
Yeah, but I mean, I've had a girl,
she needs to break up with him.
Yeah, I also, when I was in my early 20s, like, I was with a guy who also basically said to me that he felt like having sex with me was a chore, and that made me feel so fucking bad about myself. It made me feel so low. I was like, I also felt like I was like begging him to have sex with me, and I was like young and hot, like hot young girl being like, please fuck me. Like, what in reality? I was so much, I realized like it was so on him and what was going on in his life, and like I didn't need that shit, you know? Mm-hmm.
I also think that it's horrible for your self-esteem to be in a relationship where you don't feel like you're like someone's touching you and loving you. Like,
yeah, it's awful.
Not positive for you. And from the tone in your email, I can tell that you're dealing with that emotion. And I personally think that if he does not want to work on this, that you do need to break up. I mean, you're 26 years old. You have so much in front of you. Like, if you are a sexual person, then a relationship without sex is not a relationship for you.
No.
And like, so this is not for you.
He should be so lucky that you're begging his ass for sex or whatever. Like, the fact that you feel like you're annoying him, if a guy is annoyed that his girlfriend wants to fuck, he has issues.
Yeah.
That's like every person's dream is to have their partner be like, I'm horny for you. Like, he needs to honestly pound sand, as my mom used to say. Tell him to go pound sand.
Well, you know what Greta's saying is perfect for this.
Next question.
No, dump his ass.
Oh, yeah, dump his ass, girl. www.dumphisass.com.
Yep. And then now we can move on to the next question.
Yeah. What is it?
The subject is, how do I motivate without nagging or becoming my boo's mother? So she says, hi, guys. Love you so much in the podcast. Thank you. Can you please give some advice on how to motivate someone you love without being a jerk and without having to handhold too much? I'm 27. My boyfriend is 26. He has a relatively relaxed job, and I'm finishing law school about to study for the bar exam. She says that her boyfriend is sweet and supportive and not judging her when she takes time off. Not judging her when she takes time off and, you know, says that she should be studying. I don't know what that sentence is. Never mind. We'll ignore that part. Over the past few years, she says she's taking on a lot and she still focuses on exercising, eating right, and taking the lead on things in the household. She says he's totally stopped working out, eats like crap unless she cooks for him, and won't do anything to take care of the house, the laundry, the dishes, unless I ask. Her question is, how do I motivate him to take better care of himself? I don't want to be unkind because I was crushed if he was ever mean to me about my weight or going through an unmotivated patch. She just says that it pisses her off that she's working her ass off and he has boatloads of free time and he doesn't use that to be healthy or, you know, taking care of the house, or doesn't use that time to like help her with anything. So she says that she thinks it would help him in every area of life if he took care of himself better. She also said it's very unsexy at this point, not the weight, but his laziness. How do I motivate without having to cook his every meal and being his mother? Greta, please don't tell me to dump his ass. I love him. And we've been together for 5 years, so none of this is a deal breaker. It's just been bothering me for the last year, so I want to have sex all the time and be into him without being distracted by the fact that there's so much crap that she does for the household. And she says she's tried talking to him about it, but she thinks that it hurts his feelings. So she wants to be sensitive, but she needs him to step up. Mm. Well, first off, when you've been dating someone for, 5 years? So this is from when he was 21 to 26 and you were 22 to 27. That's a lot of growing years. You know what I mean? That's a lot of time where you guys are in an important part of your life where both of your careers and, like, you know, who you want to be, you're growing during this time. So I do think that, like, you know, when I was, I guess, 22, I was working so hard at 25, 26. I kind of took a little bit of time to figure out what I wanted to do. And not that I was like lazy by all means, I was still working and doing stuff, but it was kind of like a time in my life where I was trying to figure out like who I am and what I want. And maybe he's going through a moment like that where he's trying to figure out like, you know, what's going on, and he's taking like a sort of a midlife break. That could be my guess there. But like in terms of how to talk to him about it, I mean, like, I think that you should be approaching this in like a more like larger way of like, not like, I think you should work out, or I think you should eat healthy, but kind of like, what do you like, what do you want for the next few years? Or like, what do you want in life? You know what I mean? Or like kind of have like,
you think that they should have like a big picture conversation.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that, you know, like I said, like when I think that 26 is still a time where you're discovering yourself, and especially like guys do mature slower than girls do. And I think that if he is sort of, you know, not feeling that motivated, it's like, why don't you talk about what he wants? You know what I mean? Like, clearly, hopefully this isn't going to be him forever, but maybe he's like, you know what? Like, I'm just like, feel like being lazy right now because like, we don't have responsibilities. We don't have kids. Like, I don't want to have a serious job yet. Or like, I don't want to have a job that stresses me out yet. So like, maybe this is what he wants to do right now. So I think I would just approach it from like a bigger picture. But like, I totally feel you, girl, because like, I hate having to be that person for a guy. It's like the worst feeling in the world to feel like you have to like try to like, you're like, I want you to be like more of a man in a way. And like, that's super uncomfortable to say to a guy that you, you know, really love and that you, you want to be with.
Yeah, it's hard. Because like, I don't know. I know you don't want to hurt his feelings, and like, I get that, but you also do need to be like really honest with him. And you need to be like, look, I love you and I want to be with you, but like, I see so much, like, I see so much potential in you. And I just, you know, I want you to know that I'm here to like support you in whatever it is you want to do. But like, I don't know. It's hard. I hate that feeling of wanting to be like, dude, pick up your shit. Get your shit together, eat right, because you don't want to hurt their feelings, you know? And it is such a touchy thing, because I always feel like half the time when people are feeling like this, like Jilly's saying, he's probably going through like kind of not like a crisis, but this like big transitional moment where like he doesn't really know what he wants to do. He's getting older. Like, I don't know. It's this huge shift. It's like a real growing pain. And I totally understand that feeling. But like, you know, I do agree with Jilly that like, I think having a conversation about being like, look, like, you know, I'm in law school, and like, she's just graduated from law school, right?
She says that, she's about to study for the bar exam.
Yeah. Like, that's a huge, like, you're taking huge steps in your life, and to not feel like those steps are being matched by your partners is really hard. And to also not feel like your partner takes equal responsibility of like your home and their bodies, like it's that's a turnoff. That's hard to be with someone where you look at them and you're like, God, I love you so much. How are you losing yourself so much? It's really difficult and challenging, and like, makes you kind of feel crazy because, yeah, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's like, if you don't say anything to him, he's going to continue acting this way. If you do say something to him, he's going to get pissed, you know?
Well, that's why I think it's more important to have a conversation about, like, your future and, like, where you guys are headed, because how someone responds to that is much more important than, like, the now of it. Because, like, you know, like I said, maybe you guys are obviously in two different places in your career, but that doesn't, maybe he's like, you know, in a few years, I want to be here. I want to do this. And maybe he's just taking that time now. But it is a question to have, because like, you know, I don't want to say dump his ass, because I don't think that's the answer. Because I do think that, you know, people go through phases in relationships. But
totally.
I think that like, you know, if this is something that, if you talk to him and he doesn't have an answer for you and you're still unsatisfied for longer, you know, that's a question you need to ask yourself. Like, what do you want from your partner? Because people do grow and change. But, and I'm also not saying that he's not going to step up and be the man that you deserve and that you want him to be, but those are all questions that you've got to figure out.
And you need to remind yourself that like, you know, you can, there's only so much you can do. Like, he needs to want to change. He needs to want to take that upon yourself because, like you said, you're not about to become his mom. You're not going to be there to, like, remind him to fucking brush his teeth and eat well and work out. And you're not going to remind him to, you know, take out the trash and make the bed. That's not your role in the relationship. So, like, you should have a conversation with him and you should ask him, like, I love you and I want our relationship to work. Like, here's what I need from you. And see if, you know, he'll be willing to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if he's not going to be willing to change, then you need to ask yourself if you're willing to be with someone like that.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's like, it sucks to have that conversation, but, you know, it's your feelings too. It's not just his. Like, I know that you don't want to hurt his feelings, but he's also kind of hurting your feelings at the same time because then you're getting really frustrated and next thing you know, you're going to resent him.
Definitely. I think the major theme in a lot of the emails we get is always women thinking that they're, you know, doing something wrong or that it's them or that, like, why do I have to, like, want more or why do I have to think this or why do I, why doesn't he want to have sex with me and that sort of thing. And I think that as women, it's, you know, a lot of times we need to take a step back and think about, like, what do we want? You know what I mean? Are we happy? Are we okay with someone that acts this way? Are we, you know, getting everything that we need out of this relationship and that we want, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a really important thing. And I struggle with that too all the time when I'm dating guys, because I'm just like always thinking about, I think about their needs more than I think about my own. And that's something that, like, I to work on for myself.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Oh, Jilly. You know what happens to me when I work out? Do you know?
You get those endorphins, girl, and then you just turn on Instagram and you post a funny video.
That's true, but I also get very sweaty. Do you get very sweaty?
I do. And I also get sweaty after I work out and then I go on Instagram and post a funny video.
You know, and Instagram makes me sweaty. The point is, I sweat all day, which is why I have just started wearing Secret deodorant again. Did you know that?
I didn't, but you want to know what?
What?
It's no longer a secret.
It's no longer a secret. Exactly. There is now an active deodorant, especially for women, because we love women, and it's called Secret Active, and it's activated by activity. Jilly, it's crazy. Like, truly, no matter what I'm doing, we're active all day, and it's activating when I'm active, so I'm not a sweaty mess.
That's what I'm saying, girl. It's like our thumbs are active on the gram. Our butts are squatting on the streets.
Exactly.
And we need the Secret deodorant.
Exactly. Secret Active uses sweat-activated technology. It has an odor-neutralizing molecules to trap odor, lock it away, and then replace it with delicious-smelling fragrance so you smell like a freaking flower all day long. And, you know, there's much better uses of your time than reapplying deodorant all day. And that way you don't need to carry around a little deodorant stick in your bag all day long, you know, and then it explodes and then your whole thing smells like a different product.
Or like when you carry it in your purse and the top of it falls off.
Exactly.
And falls to the floor, and then you have to pick it up off the floor and put it back on and then just pray that you didn't get a hair.
Right. And then your bag is also ruined. So you guys need to, you know, if you're active, you need to try Secret Active. That's basically it. And we are back. Wow, 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 wow. What a day. What a day we've had. All right, I have the next question. The next question, the subject line is, when does just space become permanent? A question I think we have all wondered.
It's a question that can be asked till the end of time.
Exactly. All right. I am a 29-year-old who was just broken up with a little over 2 weeks ago by the man I saw my entire future with. Wow. We had only been together 5 months, but things moved fast and we fell in love very easily. We spent most days and nights with each other and he quickly became a best friend too. Open communication was our biggest priority, and we always talked through everything. He kept in contact with his most recent ex from a relationship that ended about 5 months before we got together. He has her watch his dog. Oh, that they got together. And would also bring his dog to her house to play with her dogs quite frequently. This was a hard situation for me, but I always voiced that as long as he was honest with me. I would find a way to deal with it. A few weeks ago, I got really drunk and was talking to a few of his friends that are girls, one of which told me she thought he would never get over his ex and kept talking about how everyone knows they still see each other. Under the influence of alcohol, this already vulnerable situation got blown out of proportion in my head and ended up crying and yelling at my boyfriend, accusing him of still wanting his ex, asking him if he was cheating, saying he was lying, blah, blah, blah. I apologized multiple times over the next week, but he struggled to forgive me, saying any other girl he would have left that night, but with me, he wanted to make it work. Ever since that night, things completely changed. We went from head over heels in love to feeling distant, even though we were still hanging out. Finally, I confronted him, saying he seemed upset, and I thought things would be back to normal by then. Something clicked, and he got extremely upset, saying he needed some space to figure things out. He said it wasn't just me, that he has his own issues he needs to work out. It was the first time he ever raised his voice towards me. I left his house that morning completely blindsided. I'm now just over 2 weeks out. Other than some random texts, I have not heard from him. He was very adamant about wanting space and being alone. So what do you guys recommend timing-wise? I believe I deserve answers, especially from the man who not only told me he loved me, but for the months leading up to this demonstrated he loved me. I've never been this devastated by a breakup. I know it's still very fresh. I don't want to live this life without him. Blah, blah.
So I have a few thoughts.
What are they?
This is an over general thought. I think that no matter what, like, women say or do, if a man wants to be with you, they'll be with you. You know what I mean? So I don't think that because she reacted that way, that's not the reason why he broke up with you. That just gave him an excuse to do it quicker, in my opinion.
100%.
And then the second thing that I would like to say about this is when a man needs space, you have to give them space. When a woman needs space, when anyone needs space, you need to give them space, because by talking to them more pushes them even further away. So I think that there's two things. I think the first one that we could talk about is definitely the argument, which I think that, look, clearly stuff that you don't communicate about comes out more when you're drinking, or like you can kind of have like a blow up about it because it's stuff that you didn't talk about before. So I'm sure this girlfriend thing has been on your mind, or else you wouldn't have freaked out that night. You know what I mean? So I think that, like, you know, there's that, but I also think that, again, like, I don't think that that is the reason why he is, you know, wants some time. I think he's trying to figure out if he wants to be with you. And I know that that is a hard thing to hear, but that's, I guess, my personal opinion.
Okay, here's my deal. I have never believed in this "we share a dog" bullshit with my ex. Like, it's not a fucking kid. You weren't married. It's not a fucking custody situation. You take the dog and deal with it. Like, when that person becomes your ex, they're your ex for a reason. They aren't like your ex with the door open. This isn't a relationship to continue. I think that that's bullshit. That happened to one of my friends. My friend was dating this girl who shared an ex with his dog. You created this really weird dynamic where, like, she was constantly in communication with the ex, and that's like, that's still maintaining a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that that is a good way of feeling, and I don't believe in that. Like, I know people can be friends with their exes. I get it. I think it happens. But for me, that's not for me. I'm the kind of person, like, I am not friends with my exes. I do not have relationships with them. Like, that's just not how I work. So
I don't work that way either. I don't want anyone in my life that is my past, only like my future men.
You know, and the thing is, look, like, it's not like it's his ex-girlfriend from high school. It's his ex from 5 months before they started dating. And like, that door is still completely open. That dog is so much more than just the dog between them. Because if he really wanted that door to close with his ex, he would say, "I'm keeping the dog. This is it. Sorry, you're not going to see this fucking dog anymore." You know what I mean? And that's that.
I feel like he did you a favor because he needs to figure out his stuff and you don't need to be with him while he figures that out.
Yeah, but
he needs
that
to
being
back to separated from the dog and the girl or like not come back.
Okay, but also like I'm sorry, fuck you to him for being like anyone else, I would have left them. It's like
oh, yeah.
No, like I'm sitting here being okay with the fact that you still communicate with your ex-girlfriend that I'm now hearing from your friends you're still in love with. Like, fuck you, you know? That's not cool that he made you feel crazy. You're trying to be a down-ass bitch by letting him share the fucking dog with this girl. I think this
yeah.
guy is Dementor, and I think that, like, I agree with Jilly. I know that you guys fell really fast for each other, but I kind of think this is like a blessing in disguise situation where I think you dodged a bullet with this one because like why like he would have had to cut the ties with the ex-girlfriend. I'm sorry. What are you going to do? The dog's going to live for 10 years and he's going to see her for 10 years? Like, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, yeah. I think that, yeah, you're right. I mean, he shouldn't have made you feel crazy for saying that and made you say any other girl he would have, like, left. It's like, bro, like, you're lucky that I'm letting you do this with your girl, with your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
But, which I agree with you on that. But I just want her to know that it's not because of the way that, it's not because you, in quotations, like, blew up at him or
no,
whatever.
No, you were, and also, sorry.
That's not the reason why he is, you know, wants space. He wants space because he's not sure. And, like, that's the message that you should take.
100% agree. Also, you know, for you to be like, are you seeing her? Are you cheating on me? By the way, you are totally valid and justified to feel that way. Like, I was dealing with, like, things with boyfriends in the past or people that I've dated that have been in contact with their ex-girlfriend. It makes you feel paranoid. It makes you feel paranoid and crazy. And I think you're totally right in feeling that way. And I 100% agree with Jilly that, like, it's not because you asked him those questions. Also, if he was a really fucking good guy, he would say, you know what? You're right. I should stop my communication with this girl because clearly you don't like it and I love you. So I'm choosing you over her. And that's not the case right now.
And in terms of the space thing, I would just... You know, you could send him a message that says, like, hey, I mean, if you do want to work this out, say, I really would like to work this out. I'm going to give you some space. You let me know, like, whatever. And that's the last message you ever send him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I do think that, like, anything else, if you actually want to be with this person, which I would agree with Greta, I don't think he's handling the situation correctly. But if you still want to try to pursue this, you need to, like, say one thing, give him the space, and that's it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, girl. This is a shitty situation to be in, but ultimately...
I do think you deserve more than a guy that is still that in connection with his ex.
Oh, my God. Way more. Way more. Like, so much more. Oh, God. These guys. I mean, not just guys. Like, all of us have issues. It's just like... It's just... So if people could just be more honest and, like, clear, it would just save so much. It's so hard when words get, like, so convoluted. You know, it happens to me, too. Like, sometimes I'm trying to say something, and it's just, like, it's not coming out the way you want it to seem, you know?
Oh, my God. Every time I try to, like, voice my opinion with the guy that I'm dating or, like, just, like, I'm, like, it's, like, I come across, like, crazy.
It's hard.
And there's me saying that I'm crazy, but it's like I struggle with trying to, like, communicate in, like, the right way, in, like, a softer way. You know what I mean? Because I think that sometimes I do this, like, I'll think about something and I won't talk about it right away. And then, like, it builds up and then it comes across completely different than I even wanted it or, like, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, I have to work on, but that's why when I was saying that this girl, she was probably thinking about this before or else she wouldn't have, like, kind of, you know, approached 100%. In that situation. But that's why it's so important to, like, talk about things and not let them boil up inside.
But I think it's so hard. Like, all of these women that write into us in all different kinds of relationship, it's just so telling that all of us feel like it's all on us. And I just want to say, like, it's not all on us to, like, resolve everything. In all of these relationships, it's two people. We need to remind ourselves that, like, it's not just you. It's also this other person, you know? And we shouldn't be held responsible for everything constantly or feel like we're being held responsible.
Agree.
I think we all need to take, like, a second and be like, wait, what the fuck is this person doing to also help this relationship? Like, whether or not you freaked out, you were just trying to communicate, you know?
Agree with you, Greta. We're speaking wisdom today. I'm kind of like, wow, maybe I need to listen to this podcast.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just feel that I wish so often that, like, in all these relationships that I was, like, so stressed out about and up in arms about, even in, like, certain friend relationships, it's like, wait, what is this other person doing to help this relationship? And if they're not doing anything, then I need to reconsider why I'm still in the relationship, you know?
Yeah. I do think there's a lot of times, too, where, you know, someone's concerned about something or something's bothering them, and the minute you speak about it, you know, the other person steps up and you're like, oh, fuck, like, this wasn't as dramatic as I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Communication.
Communication. Yeah, it's complicated being a woman, you know? It really is. Way more complicated. I'm going to say it. Being a woman is way more complicated than being a man. Men can hate. All of our male listeners can write in upset. Actually, if you're a male listener, write in anyway and just say hi. I just want to know you exist.
We've only gotten one email from a male listener.
Yeah, email. Email. Get
it? We'd love to hear from the men. I would love to hear from the men. We need to have another man on. We need to have another Ask a Man.
I'll get an Ask a Man on this podcast. 100%. I'll ask a man. Jilly, let's talk about sex. Let's sexplore. What's going on in your sex life? I know you love talking about it publicly.
You know, I try to keep my sex life private.
I know you do.
Is there any specific questions you have?
You're sexually active.
I am.
And you're using protection.
Always. I like Systane organic condoms.
Wait, Jilly, are you on birth control? No.
I'm not on birth control.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys the debacle of my birth control situation?
No, but I don't mind condoms because I don't like hormones.
Well, I found out that I actually cannot be on any kind of hormonal birth control at all. I was talking on the podcast, so I was going to get the Nexplanon implant. Remember this? I was going to get it in my arm.
So why did they tell you that you can't be on?
Well, it turns out I have, because of my lupus, turns out that I have this, like, antibody that basically I can't be on progesterone or estrogen, which are the two hormones that are in different kinds of birth control. So, like, the Nexplanon implant is a progesterone implant, but I can't be on it because it would make me, like, a billion times more likely for blood clots. So I can't get anything with hormones in it at all, which leaves me what?
I said I think not being on extra hormones is what I personally prefer.
Yeah, I just, like, the thing is, I think birth control is so cool and I wish I could just, like, fuck with it, you know?
Well, there are condoms. That is a form of birth control, Greta.
Oh, I know, totally.
For those people that say condoms suck, I just don't agree with that.
Well, maybe, I mean, I think that a lot of people... I think we feel like it, like, reduces the pleasure, but I think you can
it
still.
Doesn't.
Yeah, I think you can still fuck hard with condoms, you know? One time I got a condom lost inside of me and I peed it out the next day. That was terrifying and disgusting because in my mind I thought it was in my vagina. It was very weird. I felt like I gave birth to a balloon.
So why didn't you go to the doctor?
Well, I didn't know it was still in there. I thought that it was still on his dick, and I thought he took care of it.
And he didn't tell you, hey, there's a no condom?
Yeah, he should have been more concerned that there was no condom. You know what I mean? And then the next day, like the next morning, not like I went that long, I was peeing and I heard this plop and the condom fell out of my, I felt it too. It fell out of my vagina. It was disgusting.
That happens.
I had a dream last night that I was pulling out a tampon and it was like a magic ribbon. Remember, you know those like magic ribbons that magicians use where they keep pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling?
So did the tampon last forever?
Yeah, the tampon lasted forever. It was insane. I hated it. It gave me so much anxiety. I woke up. Oh, and at the end of the tampon, there was a sponge in my dream. Isn't that weird?
Maybe that has something to do with the birth control that you wanted to take that you can't take.
You know those memes that are like my face when you tell me a dream I never wanted to hear? Like my face and you like say, oh, let me tell you about my dream last night. I can't do a good meme talk. You know what I'm talking about? How no one really gives a fuck about your dreams except for you.
Yeah.
No one actually wants to hear about your dreams.
You know what I've been watching?
What?
The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
I can't watch it because I get too many. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't sleep when I watch it because every 2 hours I wake up with like flashbacks from the show. And I realized the first time I watched it, I binge watched all the episodes in like a day. And so I only had like, you know, freakouts for 2 weeks. And now I've been watching it every week and I can't watch it every week anymore because it's all I think about is The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
All I think about.
Yeah.
So there's a dream for you, Greta.
Oh, The Handmaid's Tale. That's such an intense show, but also kind of horny. What?
Who my lady lovin' is.
Who? Is it Elizabeth Moss?
It's Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. She's coming out with Savage X. I'm so excited for that shit.
It's Rihanna because the Met Gala's tonight.
That's right. And the one
who always brings it on every Met Gala is Rihanna.
I think Rihanna always brings it at every Met Gala. And I also think Sarah Jessica Parker always pops off at the Met Gala. Remember when she did that very politically incorrect hairstyle a few years ago?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see all the looks tonight. By the way, this is another day of release. How exciting. Live ep.
Day of release. I know we're releasing this podcast late this week and we're sorry. Like you, we sometimes can't get our shit together.
Wait, really quickly, I read Rihanna's interview in Vogue. Did you read Rihanna's interview in Vogue?
No, well, you have to send it to me.
It's so good. She also said that her next album that she's coming out with is a reggae album, which sounds sick.
You know, I always thought that Shaggy was pretty great, so I'm down for reggae.
Oh, Jilly.
I'm down for reggae.
Oh, Jilly, Ragger. Jilly, Jilly. All right.
Greta, I used to go to Jamaica all the time with my family. So we would listen to a lot of Bob Marley and we would listen to a lot of Shaggy.
Jilly, that's like the whitest thing I've ever heard. You know, in my experience going on vacay in Jamaica with my family, we'd listen to...
I don't mean for that to come off as the way that it did, but you asked me
it didn't. You loved music. You love reggae. Reggae's great. I love reggae. And
why I like reggae is because I used to go to Jamaica.
It reminds you of childhood.
It does. I had some fun times listening to Shaggy.
Don't worry, be happy. I like Beanie Man. I love dancehall music. That's like what I'm down with.
I recently watched this movie on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
By the Workaholics guy.
Oh, how was that, by the way?
Well, I had some wine before I watched it, and I couldn't stop laughing the whole time.
What
and
was
I think
it called? This is the
it
fucking...
It was so stupid. It was so stupid, but it was very funny, but Shaggy's in it. So
oh,
everyone should go to that movie.
All right. Oh, yeah, baby. We're getting the day started. We're getting the week started. I hope everyone has a kick-ass week.
Ditto.
Remember... You're a fucking star. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for feeling feelings. Communicate. It's not all on you. Do something that's going to make you feel good this week. Go for a walk. Have a nice glass of wine. Eat some
good food.
Listen
to some reggae music.
Listen to reggae. Read the Rihanna Vogue article. You know, I don't know. Do some shit. Tell someone you love them. That sounds cool.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we love you guys and we hope you have a great week, and we'll be back next week with Lo. Maybe a guest. I don't know. We don't know. Could be something good. But basically, peace, love, and gap.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.